You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Yes. Amy Clark from the University of Otago Women in Business Club. Morena.
Morena, thank you so much for having me this morning.
Of course, of course, of course. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm great, thanks. And nice. You?
Yeah, real chill. You enjoying the like surprisingly warm weather?
I actually am wearing a t-shirt for the first time this week, so mm-hmm. That's fabulous.
Very refreshing, very refreshing. Yeah, it's supposed to get like up to 25 degrees or something.
That's great, can't wait.
Ridiculous, ridiculous. I want to start our chat by asking you about LinkedIn. How often do you use it, and what do you feel when you use it? Because when I use it, I feel like the void in me grows quite a bit.
Yeah, for sure. So, honestly, I feel like LinkedIn's the new Instagram.
Really?
Yeah, definitely for people kind of fourth year at least. I'm on it every day, two or three times a day. Yeah, I love checking it and get quite excited when I see posts on it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah, nice. I think the one really awesome thing about LinkedIn is it hasn't been tainted by AI content.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I think people sometimes use it to kind of help them write their posts, but I think that's kind of great and helps you learn how to write for a kind of business setting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah. For sure. I saw in your Instagram bio that your dream job would be a luxury fashion marketing manager. What company would you be doing that for, ideally? And are you going to any ID Fashion Week events?
Yeah, so the dream kind of in Australasia would be Age. I'm not sure if you've heard of it.
No.
It's a really nice kind of more high-end fashion brand. If not, then the ultimate goal would be something like Chanel.
Mm, LVMH.
Yeah. And I'm actually going to head to an event today. It's the Paper Scissors Cloth pop-up in Adjo.
Oh, sick. Love Adjo.
Yeah, I sew my own clothes, so they've got like a fabric pop-up, so cool. Go head along and get some fabric.
Nice. I did see that. How long have you been doing clothes stuff for?
Ooh, maybe 2 years now.
2 years.
Yeah.
Was it when you thought of what you want to do after high school, was it a tour, like were you torn between fashion school and or marketing?
I was actually gonna do a fashion course this year. Mm-hmm. But I went with my master's instead, and I kind of just sew in my free time instead.
Very fair. I think it's nice to keep your passion separate from your work sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
Otherwise there can be a whole muddle of emotions. I see that Vic and Auckland University have similar women in business clubs. Were they inspirations for you?
100%. So the club kind of came about because I was looking for a club to join, and I knew that the other universities had a women in business club. So I thought, oh, I'm sure that Otago does as well. So kind of did some searching, found that there was nothing. And turns out that Otago is the only major university that didn't have one, so I thought may as well just create one.
For sure. And from your kind of anecdotal experience, what is the breakdown of women in your field of marketing? Because from what I've seen, marketing seems to be more female dominated, but I've heard conflicting things. What's your take?
I guess it's quite a mix. In undergrad there was definitely a good mix of girls and boys. I think in masters it seems to be predominantly girls doing it. Yeah, I guess it's just more women are interested in it, I guess. Yeah
For sure. I see that you're launched last week. That seems fantastic. You've gotten a lot of sponsors already, a lot of attention, which is awesome. How did that launch go?
Yeah, it was great. We had about 80 attendees.
Man.
And we had some of our sponsors from Anderson Lloyd come, and the partners spoke, and we had a panel of amazing guests, and it was really inspirational and a really great talk, and did some networking, and yeah, it was really cool to kick the year off and kick the club off in general with such a good first event.
Yeah, hell yeah. Who were some of the guests? Were they local businesswomen?
Yes, so we had Bex Tremlow, who was the founding director of Firebrand Marketing Agency.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah Walton, the Deputy Dean of the Business School, and April Eden, who is an investment advisor at Craigs.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Some high-powered people.
Yeah, it was great. It was a really cool discussion.
That's super exciting. Are you all going to be very events or workshop-oriented this year?
Yeah, so so the main kind of focus will be like seminars, hearing from industry professionals, their stories kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've also got some skills workshops kind of being planned, so like a CV LinkedIn interview workshop and a couple of wellness events around exam time as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your wellness regimen around exam time? Because, you know, it's a very stressful time for everyone. I always become a little stress monkey when exams are happening.
Yeah, I think Definitely moving. Moving really helps me with my stress. So heading to the gym before getting into the study, making sure I'm kind of nourishing myself as well. Mm-hmm. And
eating well?
Yeah, eating well, making sure that you are setting aside time for downtime as well. It's pretty big.
Yes, and maybe having a sweet treat here and there, rewarding yourself. Yes. When you said moving, for some reason I was like, I thought moving houses.
No.
Like, that's one of the most stressful things you can possibly do during exam time. Oh my goodness. I assume that club members are from all the kind of spectrums of degrees, or are they mostly kind of business marketing oriented?
Yeah, so I thought that it would be majority business, like BCom students, but we've got a really big range. We've got science students, we've got a couple of med as well, some psychology, Bachelor of Arts. It's, yeah, I think a really big thing we've tried to push with the club is you don't have to be studying business to be a member. As long as you're interested and you want to come along and benefit from what the club has to offer, then, you know, we welcome everyone to sign up and be a member.
Awesome, awesome. And if you could have a, or read kind of a 20-second pitch for the club for any wahine listening who are curious about your club, what would that pitch sound like?
Yeah, so I encourage everybody to sign up and be a member, or if you don't want to sign up, just follow along our Instagram. It's UOO Women in Business. Yeah, there's just so many benefits of being involved in a community like this. Come along, do some networking, you know, kind of build your skills and get ready to go out into the workforce.
Hell yes, amen to that. And I want to just ask lastly while I have you here, what was your goal for Women in Business Club in the year of our Lord 2025?
My goal was mainly to create a community where women can feel connected, uplifted, and confident as well. Mm-hmm. And just to create a club that can kind of be a legacy and be continued on for years to come at Otago.
Mm-hmm. And what do you want to reach with that club this year?
This year, I think we'd love to just reach as many students as possible, really see their confidence shine. We've seen a lot of our members come to the launch event and they're really interested on our social media and everything. So I think just really wanting the interest to peak and, yeah, see lots more people get involved.
Fantastic. Well, I think that's a cause a lot of wahine here can get behind. Very, very awesome stuff. Thank you for coming on the program. Is there any final word you want to leave on?
Check out the club and come along. Don't be shy and say hello, you know, come up to us at events and, yeah, just get involved.
Hell yeah. And folks, if you're listening and you aren't in any clubs, I highly recommend you do, because university is all about getting a degree, but also it's about the side quests. It's about making yourself become yourself and learning more things about the world and yourself. So join the clubs. And if you're a wahine listening, I think this fantastic club sounds awesome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.